It's the Dubai Property Podcast for news, interviews and market trends.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Dubai Property Podcast as we talk real estate right around the UAE and available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts as well as Amazon or wherever you get your podcast from. We are up to a Tuesday morning. Nice to get Monday out of the way. It is the 30th day of April, and by my counting, I think that's the last day of the month. May turning up tomorrow. A little bit of news about Bengati. They are launching Bengati Hills, which has been reported on. The largest project in Dubai Hills, apparently. 1,666 residential units are going to be built. And villas and townhouses in Palm Jumeirah saw a 63% rent price increase in Q1 for this year. Well, because it is a Tuesday, let's go to Mario Volpe and find out how his weekend was. G'day, Mario. How was things over your two-day break? Although you probably didn't have one, right?
Good morning, Craig. Good morning to all the listeners. Well, I do try to recharge the batteries on Saturday and Sunday. Very nice. The weather was great, so I was able to have a few hours just lounging and sunbathing, which is always very welcome. Fell asleep, obviously, as usual.
I know that you've got a little bit more news about Palm Jumeirah, but first let's just have a look at the Dubai property market. You know, people are asking, is it still holding up? Is it still going to be solid for the next 12 months, for the next 24 months? Who knows? We can't sort of project that far out, but right now things are still looking pretty good.
Well, yeah, that's right. I mean, nobody can predict it. But if you look at the figures for the first quarter of 2024, you will see that there are still some impressive figures and numbers coming out, with prices increasing around 7% for both villas and apartments in prominent neighborhoods. The market still shows strong activity, Craig, but a bit of stability is entering the apartment segment. New properties are definitely meeting the current demand, and investor interests continue across different segments of the market, especially the mid-tier.
Yeah, and you know, we get a lot of emails from various people asking us, you know, what is likely to happen, like what's likely to happen for the rest of 2024? What is the beginning of 2025 going to look like? And it's tough being a real estate agent, which I am not, but you are. And of course, such a big team, of course, that you're responsible for, this sort of questioning isn't news to you.
It's not, but obviously it's a tricky one to predict, as there could be external factors that may tip the market in different directions. But on the whole, I do see prices still going up, just not as steeply as last year. And this trend, I believe, is likely to continue into 2025. Beyond that, well, as long as the population keeps growing to the levels it has before, or even more, then prices will continue to see growth, even with all these new projects being launched. I mean, it's purely down to supply and demand.
The good old supply and demand, it's always there in the back of our minds. We're always talking about it. And the most popular areas, now this is another question, wherever you are in the world listening to the Dubai Property Podcast this morning, you want to know what the most popular areas are, and we can sort of signal a little bit of this with the first quarter of this year when it comes to apartments and villas. So you've got some of those areas.
I do. So let's look at the apartments first, and I'm going to break them down into three segments: top tier, mid tier, and then affordable. Within the top tier, the most popular areas to buy for the first quarter came out as Dubai Marina, Business Bay, and Downtown. For the mid tier, it's JVC, Jumeirah Village Circle, JLT, that's Jumeirah Lakes Towers, and then Dubai Silicone Oasis. When you're looking then at the affordable segment, International City came out on top, followed by Dubai South, and then Dubai Production City, which used to be called IMPZ. If we then look at the villas within the luxury segment, the top three were Arabian Ranches, Dubai Hills Estate, and Damak Hills. Mid-tier villas, the top were JVC, then Al Fajan, and then The Springs. And lastly, for the affordable segment, The most popular areas were Damak Hills 2, Dubai Land, followed by Dubai South.
Okay, so that is good to get that breakdown. We got a question in too from one of the listeners. So you've got the answer to this, and I think it revolves around somebody wanting to know a little bit more information in terms of demand when it comes to a villa or a high-rise apartment.
Yeah, from a pure investment perspective, I assume that this listener is interested in the return on investment, and that's the most important aspect. And with that in mind, it's the most affordable areas that give the highest returns, due mainly to the entry-level price when buying these properties. However, to actually answer the listener's question directly, I would suggest going for a villa in this scenario. The reason being is purely down to demand. With so many families migrating to the UAE and with developers launching more apartment projects than villa communities, there is a disparity amongst the two. There's great demand for these types of apartments as well, but rents are accelerating at a faster pace for villas and townhouses.
Yeah, and when it does come to investments, I think it's worth mentioning that the UAE Central Bank is offering a little bit of support. Now, the banks are offering payment deferrals of up to 6 months without additional costs for those affected by heavy rain. A little bit of good news there. The bank's feeling a little bit generous.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, it was expected, although with all the catastrophe that happened, it all happened at once and there was a lot of noise going on. This, for me, was expected, and it's something that the UAE did during the pandemic as well, when a lot of the mortgages were actually deferred, car loan payments were deferred for a few months, and indeed they were reaching out to landlords requesting that they were generous also with the rents to their tenants. So these deferred payments now for the sort of storm damage, I think is just another way of showing that despite whatever is thrown at Dubai, we are able to sort of deal with it and deal with it in a humane way as well.
And just off the back of that, make sure that you are talking to those banks that you are dealing with, because often sometimes people don't bother to ask the question. If you don't ask, you don't get, as you well know.
No, that's right. And most of the time, nobody will actually mention it, but it's all been in the news, so it would be really silly if somebody doesn't say, look, you know, I'm having some difficulty because I'm going to have to pay for XYZ. Can we defer? And of course, it is just a deferring. You're not actually having any of the amount of money sort of written off or anything. I remember that during that time, I actually had a car loan and I thought that my car was going to be finished on a specific month. And I actually, when I contacted the bank, they said, oh, no, you've still got a couple of months. And I said, how come? He said, you forgot about the deferred payment during COVID. And of course, they were absolutely right. So I then had to pay another couple of months longer than I actually thought, but then it all paid off anyway. It was all good.
All good, yeah, especially when it comes to cars these days. Now, Dubai residential rental values, now they have shown a significant increase across the villa and townhouse communities. And this is for the first quarter that we're talking about for 2024. Mario, do you have a bit of a rundown of the locations and the percentages for these top communities?
I do, Craig. The end of quarter one has shown that the highest rental price surge was 63%. And that accolade goes to Palm Jumeirah Villas. This is compared to the same period last year. I mean, that's a huge, huge sum. But notwithstanding this lofty figure, the whole of the Dubai residential rental market has experienced substantial increases across different communities. The second highest increase came from Dubai Hills, which saw a 36% year-on-year increase, with the Meadows also a robust increase of around 35%. The third highest areas were Jumeirah Islands and Green Community. Now, we've not spoken about Green Community. That's another area just close to Jebel Ali. Both those areas had 29% increases. And other notable hikes were Jumeirah Golf Estates. They were on 24%, Damak Hills on 21%, and Moudon with 20% increase. Springs, Lakes and Arabian Ranches, and indeed Jumeirah Park, all saw increases ranging from 15 to 19%. So you can see that all of the rental villas definitely have increased, mainly down to the demand.
Now, I better jump in here because I know what's going to happen. People are going to say, tell us a little bit about green community, because we haven't spoken about that. And the very first time that we mention it, somebody will email through and say, can you tell us a little bit more about green community? So I'll hand that off to you just to maybe to do a few bullet points on that community.
Yeah, so look, Green Community is a mixed use project, and it has residential, it has industrial, it has commercial, and it has hospitality. So there are hotels there. There's an area where they have bungalows, which is not a project that really is built here because people try to maximize their areas. So single story dwellings are found in Green Community. There are apartments there, but it sits quite nicely amongst the commercial aspect as well as the residential. And people that live there absolutely love it. At first, you might think it's a little bit further out, but with all the new roads that are all coming out, everything is very, very close by now. And I would say it's only about a 15-minute drive, maybe 20-minute drive maximum from Dubai Marina.
And just geographically, for those listening, we did mention Moudon. So perhaps just how far is that geographically in terms of drive time to Dubai?
Well, if we take, let's say, the Mall of the Emirates as the central point, Moudon is situated along what we call the Al Qudra Corridor, the Al Qudra Road, which is an extension of Sakeem Road. And I would say now, again, it's about a sort of a 20-minute drive to the Mall of the Emirates, providing there's not too much traffic. But the one thing that I would like to point out, despite the actual increases in rent, which we are talking about the first quarter, Moudon, unfortunately, was hit pretty badly with the floods, and actually were the ones, if you saw the videos, where living rooms had waters up to their sofas. So unfortunately, they did get affected quite badly there. But lovely villas and, you know, nice green sort of communities, very pleasant surroundings, but not so much when that rain fell, obviously.
Well, if you're in Moudon and you've got a lot of that rain in your area, in your backyard, at least we are talking about you in a positive light. And that kind of wraps us up on this Tuesday. How did your football team go across the weekend?
I was kind of hoping you weren't going to ask that, Craig. My beloved Chelsea, I mean, we try. But I think now everything is against us. We drew 2-2 to a very strong team, Aston Villa, but we should have won it. We had a goal disallowed. We hit the post, and the video refereeing is causing a lot of problems as well. So another weekend of disappointment, I'm afraid.
Well, the thing with football is there's always next week, isn't there, eh?
Yeah, and it's going to be on Thursday, actually, where we take on Tottenham Hotspur. So hopefully they're our nemesis, so hopefully we'll beat them.
Yeah, there you go. He's got a positive spring in his voice. He's feeling confident as he does every week. Mario, thanks for coming back on to the Dubai Property Podcast. Catch you back, of course, on Saturday.
My pleasure, Craig, and have a great week.
We dive deep into topics like buying, selling, investing, and maximizing your property's value. From mortgage advice to the latest property data and trending numbers, your real estate journey starts here.
If that migration is still really sort of boosting those sales, it could sort of alleviate any of those softer cyclical notions that are in the market.
Our base case expectation is that the market will slow down over the next 12 to 18 months. But so fundamentally, when you look at the big picture, the macro drivers, they're quite supportive. We have population growth. We expect it to grow at about 3 to 4% in Dubai over the next couple of years. You have ambitious demographic plans as well, whereby Dubai wants to raise the population to 5.8 million by 2040 from around 3.5 as of now. So all of this will support all the new visa regimes and so on. This is supportive, of course. But now, real estate is a cyclical sector globally. In Dubai, it's volatile, it's sentiment driven. There's a large exposure to volatile expat population. There's dependence on oil prices, geopolitics, and we do have some tensions in the region. region. So we've had already 3 years of growth, and we do not think this growth is sustainable in the long run.
Stay updated in the UAE real estate market with the latest trends, predictions, and insights. Know your property. The Dubai Property Podcast.